This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hello there. Welcome to all our listeners coast to coast and throughout the world on the World Wide Web. Sure glad you're joining us this morning to make a little good common sense. Hope your weekend is going well. Hey, quick shout out to several new stations that have joined us. WTYT 99.3 FM, large station up in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Our folks up in Forks, Washington, KBDB. It's 96.7 FM up in Forks, Washington. You look out from Forks and look right over to Victoria, Canada, beautiful part of the country. Sure glad to have you guys joining us. And also down around Naples, Florida, a little south of Naples, Florida, at Pineland, Boquila, WZQR, 1490 AM. They're joining us here listening on the Common Sense Show. So glad to have all you folks. And, gosh, we're excited to be coast to coast from Banning, California, on the California coast to Atlantic City, from north to south, just to relax a little bit on the weekend and try to put some of this news in perspective with a little bit of tongue-in-cheek. Well, the Republicans joined in Cleveland this week to try to rally their troops and get some unanimity in terms of the Trump now Pence ticket. This fellow, Mike Pence, governor of Indiana, former member of Congress, about as right as you can get, almost farther right than Attila the Hun. So that ought to appease a lot of the hardcore party regulars who had some reservations about Donald Trump. There was a conversations that there's going to be some kind of a revolt at the convention. That's not going to take place. They're all going to get together in Kumbaya and unite because they really don't have much of a choice. Plus, I think there was a feeling, quite frankly, a month or two ago that Trump was so to the extreme on so many issues that Clinton was going to beat up on him pretty good. Now with the email scandal and Clinton's negatives and her lack of trustability and most of the polls have come out, it was a very tight race with Trump surprisingly leading in a number of states that most people didn't think he would. So as a consequence, this race is tightened up, going to be really interesting to watch as it develops over the next month or two, and the Republicans have a chance of putting their unity face together starting tomorrow and all this week in Cleveland, Ohio. Kind of interesting. Again, put in perspective, you know, these free market loving party Republicans, they love the free market. Get government out of our business. We don't want government to interfere. Don't the government is spending way too much money. Quit financing everything. Leave us alone. That's what you hear so much from these Republicans. And of course, if you listen to my show regularly, I beat up on both Republicans and Democrats. You could put both in a sack and shake them up. It wouldn't matter who you pulled out when you went up to Washington, D.C. They vote and act the same. And so I am a little cynical about this free market stuff from the Republican Party. They're going to Cleveland, Ohio, and they're going to have a great time in a huge new Sheraton, rather Hilton Hotel there. It's a glimmering new $276 million convention center hotel owned and financed completely by the taxpayers. Big Hilton Cleveland, downtown, 32-story, open here just June the 1st. It's got 50,000 square feet of meeting room, and it's got all kinds of special special benefits. Then, of course, you go over to the Quicken Loans Arena where LeBron James and his championship Cavaliers play. The hotel is a glass-faced skyscraper overlooking Lake Erie. And then despite that, you've got the complex where they play all their athletic games, the Cleveland Indians baseball team, all paid for by the taxpayers, the Cleveland Browns football team, all paid for by the taxpayers. So all the teams and all the convention is paid for by Cleveland and Cuyahoga County. The taxpayers, it picks up the tax, the tax, the the cost, all through tax-exempt financing. And so, any event, they're going to go celebrate in Cleveland. I think it's a little funny that the free market Republican Republicans or free market loving Republicans are going to celebrate in a completely taxpayer paid for facility in Cleveland, Ohio. Hope it goes well. I don't know if you watched or not. It's four nights. No suspense. We know Trump is going to be the nominees. He's picked Mike Pence, who will be a little opposition. Interesting to see what a guy like Ted Cruz is going to say. He's speaking at the convention. Of course, he says he will not support publicly Donald Trump. I don't know what he'll do in terms of unity. He's looking 4 years down the line at his own future. Just what will he do? And even Trump's going to continue his line, and a lot of people wonder why he's been so successful. He's tapped into a great deal of resentment. There's no doubt about that. There's a large amount of resentment that starts with the war in Iraq, and he's been very aggressive against George Bush for the war, the whole Middle East activity. Actually, some of the racial divide has played very well into the agenda of Donald Trump since he's begun his campaign. The percentage of Americans who say race relations are worsening has increased. Nearly half of the American people think that race relations have gotten worse rather than getting better. 60% say race relations were worse. That's played into the confrontational nature of Trump. He's jumped squarely into the whole race activity in recent weeks, saying he's very strongly for police, and then he's played the immigration card. And there's some concerns. You know, I don't want to play this off as he's playing to a fear that does not ring true to many people, because, in fact, it does ring true when you look at the immigration challenge of this country, when you look at the attacks that have taken place in America and throughout the world by Muslim extremists, and the presidents are very reluctant to talk about extremism within the Muslim community, but there is extremism there. And so there's some legitimacy to what Trump says to some degree. Now, he exaggerates. He says things that just aren't true in terms of his facts. He won't reveal his income tax returns. And so there's a lot of things that the normal politician would get stumbled on and would not be able to weather in terms of the storm. Trump's been able to rise above that because he's hitting a responsive note, not just from lower-class, white, rural Americans, but by a lot of average Americans out there who feel like they're being enclosed on. You know, what was the comment I heard a lady say? I got an email from a lady saying, I just want my country back. I like living in my community, knowing my friends, feeling safe, leaving my doors open. Didn't have to lock my doors, not just lock my doors, but put cameras up to weed off potential intruders. I just want my life back. Unfortunately, the world has changed. America's changed. Has to be very difficult, depending on where you live, to get your life back because of so much uncertainty in this country today and the instability that we find involving the tensions that have been brought up. We're going to talk later on in the program about the whole black-white relationship situation. You know, I live down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where we had the killing of a young man by police officers. There's two sides to all these stories. Over 1,000 people came to his funeral last Friday. Reverend Jesse Jackson was here. Al Sharpton was here. We never have the locals dominate the situation. We always bring out these national figures that often can build confrontation. There was no riots or anything like that here in Baton Rouge. It all went very well on Friday when the funeral took place. And so then you have the pendulum that is in a very difficult situation over what happened in Dallas to where police officers were killed by someone saying we've got to get the police. So tensions are very high, and all that plays into a Trump scenario, quite frankly, where a lot of well-meaning average Americans just say, I'm concerned, I'm scared, I'm worried about my children, I'm worried about their life being better, and Trump plays into that. And I don't mean to criticize him for it. There's some pretty good reasons why that line plays very, very well for him. But he and Mike Pence are going to try to rally the Republicans and move in Cleveland and come out with momentum to take on Hillary Clinton and whoever her choice is this fall. Hey, we'll come back and talk a lot more about this and so much else on the Common Sense Show. They really got some great guests to talk about, too. My website website for you, if you want to look it over, is www.jimbrownusa.com. I write a weekly column. You'll have some fun and look over a lot of information there. Freshen up your coffee. We'll be right back to make tomorrow Common Sense.
Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Are you a homeowner? Is your basement or crawl space damp and musty? Is your indoor air stagnant and stale? So listen up. This is the occasion contractor, Michael King. I've been telling you for a while now, hey, I got the solution. That's right, Easy Breathe Ventilation. Easy Breathe dramatically improves your indoor air by replacing contaminated air with fresh air. Easy Breathe also removes damaging moisture from your home, basement, or crawl space, reducing the chance for toxic mold to grow. Easy Breathe is the affordable way to protect your home and your health. You see, the best part, it only costs us pennies a day to operate. Unlike a costly dehumidifier, maintenance-free, and a 10-year warranty. A 10-year warranty! This is a no-brainer. Start protecting your home and your health right now. Call the professionals at Easy Breathe, easybreathe.com, 1-866-822-7328. That's 866-822-7328. Easybreathe.com. Let Easy Breathe exhale so you can inhale.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, it's It's Donald Trump this week, Hillary Clinton next week, as the two conventions back-to-back, 1 week after the other, kick off. The Republicans will start tomorrow in Cleveland, Ohio. I talked in the last segment about how the entire structure of Cleveland, where the convention will take place, is paid for by taxpayers. So much for free enterprise Republicans. Then the Democrats go to Philadelphia the following week. You ever been to a convention? I wrote about it this week at my website. You may want to take a look at www.jimbrownusa.com. I was a delegate. I was an observer. And I'll just share a few convention memories with you. If you got a minute, whatever you're doing right now, we got 4,000 Republican delegates and party officials on Cleveland this week, like I said. The old process of picking national candidates in the proverbial smoke-filled room, kind of gone by the wayside in favor of party primaries. We have all these party primaries. Now, in the old days, candidates would spend years wooing state party leaders who would then select the delegates and tell them who to support for president. And that seems like smoke-filled room, old-timey, doesn't work, shouldn't work very well. Well, let me tell you what, the time-worn system produced Presidents Dwight Eisenhower, John F. Kennedy, produced some pretty stable presidential candidates. The current process gave us George Bush and Barack Obama. Now we're going to get Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, so you be the judge as to which process has worked out better for the country. My first convention I ever went to, and I've been to a number of them over the years, started in 1964. I was on a summer break from Tulane Law School down in New Orleans, driving my 16-year-old Volkswagen convertible up to New York for a summer job, and I drove right through Atlantic City. Well, I always took time to kind of work the area to see where I was driving, and we all knew the Miss America pageant being held at the big convention center in Atlantic City on the boardwalk. Remember the Civic Auditorium on the boardwalk? So I drove over. Well, then it dawned on me the Democratic convention was taking place there at that time. Well, I'd pull my car about a half a block from the auditorium, walk right up to the front door. There was one guard there. He asked me where I was going. I said I wanted to join the Louisiana delegation in my home state. And he said, are you supposed to be with them? Well, yeah, I kind of hemmed and hawed, says, well, yeah, I'm from Louisiana. I'm supposed to be with them. I might have exaggerated a bit, but I really wanted to get in the door and see what it was all about. He says, well, then welcome to Atlantic City. Go right on in. A lot of security back there, right? So I stood about 50 feet away from the stage when President Lyndon Johnson kept the crowd in suspense until he announced that Senator Hubert Humphrey would be his running mate for vice president. And Johnson was a cinch to be reelected, and the Democrats pulled together as one big happy family. Well, then, what a contrast to what happened 4 years later. 4 years later, the convention was held in Chicago. You remember the riots of 1968. I was living in the little town of Faraday, Louisiana, across from Natchez, Mississippi, for you folks around the country. Very famous little town, home of Jerry Lee Lewis, Reverend Jimmy Swaggart, Howard K. Smith, a number of notables from Faraday. My daughter Campbell, who's been on CNN and on the host of the Today Show for years, all from Faraday. Well, at the time, my wife and Campbell, who was 2 months old at the time, on the spur of the moment, we decided to travel to Chicago to visit some old friends. My wife had gone to the Art Institute in Chicago, so we packed up the car and headed north. Now, the main party headquarters is the Sheridan Hotel, which if those of you that in Chicago and that have visited Chicago know that the Sheridan faces Lake Michigan and right in the downtown area. Well, opposition to the Vietnam War was building, and there was a large number of protesters that had gathered in Grant Park. That's the park right across from the Sheridan. And confrontations were breaking out with protesters and police officers all around. Well, I ran into an old friend from Tulane who was working for Congressman Hale Boggs, who at the time was the majority leader of the House of Representatives in Washington. And he said, hey, let's go to dinner. So we walked next door to the Blackstone Hotel. A nice hotel you folks know is still there in Chicago. The restaurant's down in the basement. So we go down and we each ordered something to eat. I had a filet. Just as we begin our meal, I look up and I see this white smoke seeping down the stairs in the dining room. Now, I've been in the military, in the Army, and so my experience told me immediately that it was tear gas. And I knew you had to get out of there quickly. The waiter just put down my filet I grabbed that steak off my plate, slapped it over my nose and mouth so I could breathe and not pick up the tear gas, dashed up the stairs through the tear gas, and I lost my friend in the confusion. Well, by the time I reached the street, riots were breaking up and down Michigan Avenue all over Grant Park. So I decided to get a better view and went up to the Sheridan top to look at over all the rioting going on. Ran into our Louisiana governor, John McKithen, and Senator Russell Long. McKithen was hoping to be vice presidential candidate with Hubert Humphrey. Ended up he didn't do so. He went on back home. But so what a contrast in conventions from Atlantic City, so peaceful, and then what happened in Chicago. And then I remember a Republican convention in 1988. The Republicans gathered in New Orleans at the Superdome to pick their nominee. Well, an old friend of mine had a box suite and invited me to join him there to watch the festivities. And the president-to-be, George H.W. Bush, had won the primaries, beaten out of Senator Bob Dole. And just as Bush had completed his acceptance speech and the suite kind of emptied out, and I stayed on to watch the celebrating, the door opens and Bob Dole walks in. Dole had lost the nomination to Bush, a very heated battle, you recall. The Kansas senator had won the first battle in the Iowa caucuses, but then Bush had finished third, then Bush recovered and beat him for the nomination. And Dole said something to me like, "Sorry, I must be lost. There's supposed to be a suite where I can sit a bit, but I've forgotten the number." I said, "Senator, you're very welcome to relax here." Offered him a drink. I think he drank bourbon. We sat and watched the jubilation and all the TV commentary. You could tell he wished he had been the nominee taking on Governor Dukakis in the coming fall election. He says, and I asked him, "Well, Dukakis is leading the polls now," I said, "can Bush win?" And Dole paused for a minute, and they very, very well. And he said, "Yes, I believe he will win. But that promise about read my lips, no new taxes, that may come back to haunt him in the future if he's the elected." And, of course, the senator was right on the mark. Promise was a big factor in Bill Clinton's victory over over George Bush 4 years later, you might have recalled. And so, in any event, that's just some of my memories from the convention. I liked Dole, by the way, very level-headed, getting things done kind of guy, compromising guy. I was very fond of him. His wife, Libby Dole, I'd met her on one or two occasions when she was traveling down the South. But very classy people, Bob Dole. They're still both living up in Kansas. But anyway, I went through 10 different political conventions, and that's enough for me. I'll join millions of Americans at home watching the TV circus, and we're certainly going to have a circus in Cleveland with Republicans this week than the Republicans in the Democrats in Philadelphia the following week. So we'll see a knockdown, drag-out campaign in weeks to come. We'll kick it off this week. Who was it? Murray Kempton, the columnist who wrote, "A political convention is not a place where you can come away with any trace of faith in human nature." Well, maybe he's going to be wrong this time around. We'll watch and enjoy. Hey, Jim Brown, the Common Sense Show. The amazing Kristen is going to project who's going to be the next president. He's been on our show before, and he'll be with us, joining us here right back. Freshen up your coffee and come right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Going a little late as we get in through these highs and lows. You get these times and you can lose a little weight, then all of a sudden a holiday comes around or a birthday party, boom, the pounds go right back on. New study says we're not drinking nearly enough water, and that water is a key component in losing weight. There's a study by 10,000 adults that came out, CNN reported out last week. They said also if you eat more water-loaded fruits and vegetables, this can also help with weight management. Staying hydrated is good for you no matter what, but the study says that maintaining a healthy weight, the best way to do it, and one of the key findings is the hydration. You know, and I've always felt that true. I'm relatively thin, and my rule of thumb is never pass a water fountain without taking a sip of water. Even if you got one, 100 yards away, stop and drink some water again. And you just can't drink enough water, and I've never heard anything negative about it. But, if you think about it, most people, if you think right now, hey, I could use the water, I'm a little thirsty, but so many people don't think along those lines to stop and actually get some water. I kind of thought it was kind of goofy, these folks, when I'd go to the health club or what, they'd walk around carrying their water. But I've become a believer now because you get thirsty in the middle of a workout if you're walking. I've got a little fanny pack that carries a small container of water. I wear it, particularly when I'm down in New Orleans. We broadcast a lot of weeks from the French Quarter down in Jackson Square. And before the show, Even when it's this hot, particularly before the show, I'll get up and I'll take a walk and get morning coffee. And I'll carry that thing of water with me, and I'll drink the whole bottle of water and actually fill it up along the way. So you can't drink enough water. It's good to for your mood. It protects you from kidney damage, distress, headaches. The study shows constipation and kidney problems can all result from a lack of dehydration. So I share that with you, just a study there, because you can't, certainly can't never drop enough water. I thought that was interesting. The value of some of these sports franchises are just unbelievable. The Dallas Cowboys are now worth $4 billion, according to Forbes magazine. $4 billion for a football team. They list their annual rankings of the most valuable sports franchises throughout the world. Now, European soccer powerhouses, really Real Madrid, Barcelona, Manchester, they generally lead in terms of value. They're right in the second, third, fourth spots at about $3.5 billion. Then you've got the New York Yankees, the perennial leader in baseball and in most sports in America until the Cowboys knocked them out. They're $3.4 billion in fourth place. I mentioned Manchester, they're $3.3 billion. New England Patriots, $3 billion. The basketball, New York Knicks, $3 billion. Washington Redskins, $2.8 billion. And then the Los Angeles Lakers and San Francisco 49ers come up in the top 10 at $2.7 billion. You see what happens, these teams like the Yankees are very, and I'm a big Yankees fan, they're not doing very well right now, hitting .500 in sixth place, I think, in the American League East. But in any event, these franchises are very adept at marketing their products. Everything, obviously, the uniforms, the hats. I've got a couple of Yankee jackets that friends have given me. They know I love the Yankees, and I've wore those Yankee jackets over the years. And then they've got toddler clothes you can buy, and of course the shoes and the basketballs. The marketing makes these teams so valuable, and you've got to hand it to the Dallas Cowboys. That guy Jerry Jones, who owns the Cowboys. I mean, he's built that unbelievable stadium. If you've never seen it, I went over and saw LSU play a football game in there 2 years ago in the new stadium over where the Dallas Cowboys play. And in that stadium, the screen to watch the replays is 60 yards long. Now, the football field's only 100 yards long, and the screen for the replays is 60 yards long. I had the chance of being up in a box suite, very comfortable looking down at the game, and everybody in the box is looking at the screen. You don't see the players live. You watch the screen. It is just so unbelievable to be that big as far as the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. And that markets the Dallas Cowboys, and they're, you know, the Cowboys, they're cheerleaders, and they found ways to market their team and their products all over the world. So anyway, just wanted to share with you how strong some of these sports franchises are. And, yes, we got Chris on the line. Hey, listen, we've got the amazing Kreskin on the line with me right now. He's been on our show on several occasions, written a great book called Kreskin, In Real Time. The amazing Kreskin breaks his silence about your future and the future of our world. It's on my website at jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Kreskin, welcome to the Jim Brown Show. Good to talk to you again.
Jim, I even wish we had more time, but as you can understand, Jim, with the news that's broken the past week and week and a half, aside from my performances, it's been, back-to-back discussions, and not that I know, I consider myself, just to allay any concern, I don't know everything. I consider myself an absolute total authority on absolutely nothing, and I know very little about anything else. But so with that in mind, protecting how little I know, I can say I'm tapping into the feelings of people as I travel a great deal. And you're one of my favorite people. Last time I talked to you, can you believe it, was in, I guess at the early part of this year, Right. It was January 4th, and then before that, it was 2 days after Christmas. And how have you been, Jim?
We've been doing fine. Our show's growing leaps and bounds. Since I've talked to you, we've probably picked up another 20 stations.
Oh.
And my health is good. We talked about hydrating yourself, drinking water earlier on the show. I'm getting ready for a big workout later on today. But let me tell you what you kind of say.
By the way, Jim, did I hear you saying you were watching a... Were you attending a game, a sports event live, and there was a gigantic screen or what have you? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, Dallas is unbelievable. That Dallas stadium is 60 yards long was the screen. Unbelievable.
I know. You know, and the screen, of course, you could see in greater detail what was going on. That's very interesting because I think that's what's happening in our culture. I think it's going to reach a point where people will not be going to weddings as much as they once do, or to funerals. They'll be watching them on the screen and saying they're there. That's how electronically our lives are going to change. You know, in the past year, 2 years, the amount of private life attendance to doing things at night in the United States has dropped remarkably. People are not going out to eat as much as they once did. They're sitting at home with either an iPad or a laptop or a cell phone and eating and what have you. And now, and the perfect proof of this being in show business, I think I have a handle of what's going on. Look at what we were aware of when we were kids, the glamour, because people that were important or in the public eye in New York went to the Star Club, the Cove Cabana, Latin Quarter, and what have you. And these things are all history, with few exceptions.
Well, you're right, and you know, you can order a gourmet meal now. I was up in New York for about 2 years. The last couple of years, I was back and forth, broadcast up there a lot.
Right.
You get a gourmet meal delivered right to your door, even if you don't want to cook. And so it's just a whole different world. And the good restaurants, you can call your favorite restaurant, by and large, they'll deliver to you. So you're right on the money.
And also the exciting, the rather dramatic thing, and I predicted this many, many months ago with the our politicians, you know, and the entitlement movement that's taking place where politicians are giving as much away. They're not doing it yet. There will be a day probably, and don't quote me, I hope no one hears this, when in order to get their votes they're going to be giving away free sex and what have you. But at the same time, if I sound sarcastic, I have nothing against politicians. I just wish that most of them had been in the Titanic. But
Kristen, I got to take a very quick.
I
grabbed you early. Got to take a very quick break. I want to tell our listeners the amazing Kreskin. His book is wonderful. You've got to read it. It's on our website at jimbrownusa.com, Kreskin in Real Time. Listen, I want to come back with you, and I want you to tell me now about this presidential election. You are the predictor. You've been on Johnny Carson many, many times. You're the guy that's going to tell us who the next president is going to be. So freshen up your coffee and come right on back, listeners, then we'll listen to the amazing Kreskin.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257.
That's 1-800-941-5257.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, year in and year out in America, the most prolific, the most reliable predictor of the future has been the amazing Kreskin. He's written a wonderful book called In Real Time. You can find it on my website at jimbrownusa.com. He's been on Johnny Carson's show 20, 30, 40 times over the years. I mean, this guy has this wonderful ability not to project everything about the future, but to give you some good common sense projections as to where the world is heading. We're sure glad to have him on the show today.
Jim, go ahead. What were you saying? I'm sorry, I interrupted. I'm sorry, Jim.
Before we get into specifics, I just want to ask about you personally. Have you been traveling? I know you give shows all over the world. Yeah. You been traveling? You've been pretty much just stayed at home in California. What have you been doing here recently? You're on the East Coast, aren't you?
Actually, Jim, a year ago, every year we count the amount of appearances and what have you. And a year ago, if I were to take the radio, television, and concert appearances, 1 year ago I did in 1 year 364 appearances around the world, exactly 364. I'm told, having now flown over 3 million miles, people tell me they don't know anybody in the industry that has this kind of schedule. But you said something, you said something, Jim, very interesting. The past 3 days I've had two private concerts. They were for corporate groups in banquet halls and what have you and so forth. Interesting, the questions coming up to me after the show during a meet and greet. They said, Kreskin, you've flown all of this. Do we cancel our vacation? Do we cancel? We're going here. We're going to Europe here and what have you. Because, of course, the great fear with what has happened in just the past 10 days. Let's not even talk about 2 months and what have you. I got to say this. Yes, first of all, bear this in mind, folks, and I'm not advising you to vacation. That's got to be your own decision. But this is probably one of the most reasonable financial times. If you went out of the country, that you could go on vacation, because in just the past 10 days, as you can understand why, Jim, people who have been going to had reservations in certain areas of the world have canceled them. Flights have been canceled and what have you. And the hotels are desperate and the vacation areas are desperate for people coming in. Now, let me just say something in all fairness. Don't you know, and you've heard this, Jim, probably discussed this maybe in some phone calls and what have you, there are some countries outside of the United States that are telling people, hey, when you go into the United States, avoid large groups and so forth. There are some dangers and so forth. Now, we can get upset about this, and rightfully so. Maybe we should. But at the same time, Jim, we don't have a total record of nothing happening in the United States where there are large crowds of people. We are, and I said this to you December 27th when we spoke just after Christmas, we are in a world war. I said it a year ago. It is a world war that's been coming for a number of years. And now, don't you know, the past 4 days on a number of new shows, some of the people have been saying, yes, this is a, we've got to declare war. I'm not a war person, but the enemy is now worldwide, and we've got to face this faction.
I could not agree with you more. This is not, you know, I saw John Kerry, the Secretary of State, on CNN this morning. He says, well, we get a handle on ISIS, and this, we got this containable. People are blowing themselves up to today than ever. It's not a sign of a dying group. This is increasing, and I agree with you.
You said something. This is increasing. It's a different kind of war, and I'm not sure the answer to appeasing the enemy is maybe going to Iran and giving them billions of dollars and so forth. Maybe we need Chamberlain, who went to Hitler and came back and had a note in his hand and said, well, the enemy says they will not attack. Who the hell is kidding who? When are we going to learn from history? And by the way, I hope I'm wrong. I pray I'm wrong, because I'm not an authority on much of anything at all. But I spent a bit of time with FBI agents. I know people in the CIA. I know military people, because I perform for all kinds of audiences. The public has to come together and accept the fact that this is a worldwide threat we're involved in. When you have a worldwide threat, you are concerned about who comes into the country. I grew up as a young man, a little boy in the Second World War. I could play outside at night because I felt very, very safe, because our army was fighting the enemy. But the enemy, we had boundaries. We had oceans that protected us. We don't have that today. You can be shot by a drive-by. We have an element now, and I'm not against guns, because I own 3 guns. I'm not against the Second Amendment. But God damn it, when we're letting people with military weapons have guns, you now have a new factor that's another kind of war. You have the mentally disturbed person who lived in my town when I was a kid. There were mentally disturbed people that were going to my classrooms because I worked with police, that told me years later, Preston, you can be happy they never had guns in their hands. But now anybody without any background check can obtain a weapon, and this is posing an internal threat, which makes, as they see these incidents happen on TV, an opportunity for a disturbed person to imitate. So this is a different culture today. I'm not alarmist, but I want to issue a warning, and I have said this now 15 times in interviews the past two days. Listen to me, you young people. When you are out to go to eat, when you're out eating and having dinner and what have you, okay, maybe you have a license to carry a gun. Don't kid yourself into thinking in certain situations that's going to make it safer. If someone insults you or your lover or your friend or your wife or your family member, years ago I could go outside. I'm not a big, giant person. I knew so much jujitsu, I could topple a person who was twice my size. You cannot go out today and settle it. You're going to pull a gun on the person, you'll be indicted, and rightfully so. You have to wait for them to pull a gun on you, and maybe after the bullets hit you and you still survive, you get your gun to answer them. No. If you're insulted at a restaurant, you quietly ask for a check. You pay for the check, and with your companion or lover, you leave. There's no sense
get,
in
get accidentally the, get the heck out of there. Get the heck out of there.
The
Chris,
I'm sorry.
Okay, wait, go ahead.
The other thing, Jim, I want to advise, and listen to me, folks, if you have children that are going to stay overnight at someone's house, I have three guns. I rightfully have the right to have them. Two of them are so rare that very few people on earth today would know the origin of them. But and I have friends that people stay at the house, they lock things up. When you have a person, a kid staying at a house, you have a right to ask them, do you have a gun in the house? Because there's less chance of them being accidentally shot if there's not a gun in the house or if it's locked up. End of commentary about our internal
fight. You did good. All right, presidential race. You are a projector. That is what you do. That's what you do extremely well. Give your take on this presidential election, Clinton Donald Trump.
Jim, as people will look in the past, I have predicted the last four elections. Yes, you mentioned Carson shows I did. The amount that's announced now is that I did 61 shows with him. Actually, I did 88 shows with Carson, exactly 88. The story behind 20 of them, which disappeared because NBC erased the first 2 years of all his shows, he never forgave them for that. I've never made public my, I've filed my predictions ahead of time. And they were open in the case of the Jimmy Fallon show after the election because I do not want to turn half the public against me. But I want to say this, and this has been sent out in a video PR just a few days ago, and I stand by it. Who am I voting for? I'm going to tell you folks something. I am voting of the two candidates right now, and this is not whom I believe is going to win, but I am personally voting for the person, I think, of the two of them, who's going to do less harm. I'm voting for the one who I believe is the lesser of the two evils. If that doesn't sound overly optimistic, then you are reading my thoughts, because I believe, Jim, the real solution in the future is not going to be in the next election. If I had an ideal, I would like to see all of Congress and all of the Senate cleaning house, get rid of all of them. I think we should
in the Crescent. Here's what you tell when you say this: in the fall, fire them all. In the fall, fire them all.
I'll tell you why. And let me tell you why. You can say, well, new people coming in, look at the mistakes they can make. They can't do any more harm that's already been done. And Jim, I want to say this: if we have new folks coming in to our legislature, they haven't had the time to have financial sex with the lobbyists and special interest groups.
Kristen, I got 20 seconds. 20 seconds to go. You going to give me a projection or not?
Let's just say to be continued, and I'm going to announce something in about a week and a half. You might got to get a hold of me then, because it's something very, very... Listen, I wish you continued. You are a joy to work with, and I promise you, listeners, I will not read your thoughts in public. That would be troublesome.
Oh, dear, that would be bad for me. Happy weekend to you, Kreskin, in real time. Great book. You got to read the book on our website at jimbrownusa.com. Kreskin, we'll talk to you again in a few weeks. Take care.
Network at gcnlive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at thehandycity.com. That's thehandycity.com. I'll say it again, thehandycity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps relay. Let the good times roll. Yai!
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.